So what the f*** are you talking about? I mean, right? Mm-hmm. What the f*** is going on? And I feel like I'm feeling to start with a little bit of rage here.
Yeah.
And what the f*** are you doing? What the f*** is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Like, what the f*** am I caring what about?
Yeah, yeah.
Why can't I shut the f*** up, you know? Yeah, okay. So we've had days, eh?
Yeah. Definitely.
I see that there's a whole studio of fighters here.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily a bad, that's not at all a bad thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, that's one, never mind the entire umbrella for, I guess, what we're saying. I'm not trying to intentionally bring it back to this, but I mean, that's what you want. I mean, if you can't, you know, you come to a point, any point in your life where you're like, geez, I mean, if no one else fights for me for real.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, I might as well go give it a go.
Yeah.
Exactly. I might just give it a go to see how it feels like.
Yeah. Why not? I'm not afraid of scars. There's BioPlus. Oh, what is it called? BioOil.
BioPlus.
Wait, is it
BioOil?
Yeah, bio oil, the one that heals your scars.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can use that because, I mean, I'm the type of person, I'm sorry if this is a toxic trait, but like whenever I need to address something with someone,
yeah,
I always think of the worst case scenario.
Okay.
And then whenever I talk to them, I don't necessarily going on some, yeah, Christy, like you were a whore and all that. No. I just go in and I'll be like, okay, let's talk. But then, you know, I have that fighter in me just in case things don't go the way I want
it. Yeah, yeah,
to.
Yeah. That's
so I train and then I get into it and I'm like, okay, am I going to be using my skills or not?
I was going to say for me, I do this, I think with most just conversation in general.
Yeah.
So what I do is I often, I have conversations, I run different types of versions of that conversation so that,
yeah,
that my thought process around something can be more, because you know when you just say stuff and then you suddenly lose all your foundation, you're like, ah, yeah, damn it, I've lost this fight. I've lost this
your train of thought is gone.
That's it, yeah. Thing is, and you lose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, also again, it's just one of those things where you sit back and you say, no, I don't want to anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The whole thing, because I mean, I was listening back to, I mean, our biggest fan.
first
five.
Yay.
Yay.
You know, Chris is president of my fan club.
It was what Christy was saying, just in terms of that silence, you know?
Yeah.
It should break someone's heart to know that silence is still something that's being pushed down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As if it is a right for someone to continuously do that. And this is not surprising because it's worse now than it has ever been before. Why is that allowed? Why are we allowing more and more and more people to hush us or to shut us up?
I was actually telling them earlier because I had this huge fight. Last week, Tuesday, was Christy and her mom. Today is me and my mom. I'm guessing it's you next week and your mom.
Never rebuke it.
Anyway, like, I actually had this huge fight this morning. And I was telling them actually that I realized that once you are so open and honest with everything about life,
right?
You go guys, but I go guns blazing. Like, if I have an issue, like, I want to sort it out because I'm not the type to keep grudges.
Yeah.
I will, because I just
can't. Agreed.
Yeah, I can't stand that feeling. Yeah. So I'll think about it, but my thinking process is not as long as yours, Chris. Mine is like, now I've thought about it, I've spoken about it, now I need to go and see the person just to understand what is going on.
Sure.
But then I've realized that when you are such a outspoken person, the next person takes it as bullying because they are so sheltered. Like Christy was saying, she's breaking out from a silence. Like,
and that expiration date.
Yes.
Why all of a sudden must we now pick it up like a reboot?
Exactly. So it's like, I don't know why people are still silent, because I was telling them it's going to be rude. I don't know if you're going to use this.
Please do.
If you're going to use this, but I was telling them, like, there's a reason why you have a mouth. It's not just to suck it. You know what I mean?
And she looked at Duma.
I shouldn't have laughed like such a common human being.
Listen, we were outside, we were chilling. She said this, and then she put her hand on my knee and she looked at me. I'm like, is this about me?
But I just mean, like, it's not just for things you're not supposed to do with your mouth. Like, it's actually there to say your say, like, speak. This is why you have your word. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I see the baby boomers, and then I see the Gen Zs. This is not the people.
What? I mean, the baby boomers are quite vocal.
No. Not in my household.
No, I'm saying to when I say they vocal. Well, I mean, I don't know. The loudest person in my family is my mom. I'm saying to you, not because she's so extra.
Yeah.
There has always been like a raised voice. You come in the door, like my mom does this. Say, like, holy, anyway. It can be 4 days in. Hey, every day you walk in the door. This is when I was still staying there. My mom will carry on the conversation literally where she was shouting at you the day before or where you left this morning.
Consistency, we love that. We love a consistent queen.
This isn't bold and beautiful. Why are we still like in the same bed, Brooke Logan?
3 days later.
Yeah.
You're...
So without the blame going directly, we know what individualism is. So it was started as something great, a great idea, possibly maybe 5 to 7 years ago, the concept started happening where it was about, you know, you should have a voice because you are an individual and you need to identify with some kind of, again, self actualization, I say, because you've got to say, oh, I live and I'm me and I'm here and I matter. And then it was turned into like everyone has a voice, so no one has a voice. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because the more I scream, there's another 7 million, 8 million people.
We scream.
Yo, man, come on, it's my turn now.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we start shouting louder and louder. I say social media only again, once again, because we start to integrate it completely into our lives. That kind of kill in confidence starts to affect us. We need to start shouting here.
Yeah.
But the next, there's just one person's not listening to me. Now I got that reflex action from the 8 million that are also not listening to me because everyone's still busy shouting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it starts to play a mental f*** with you. Mm. Truly.
It does. So I remember back when the movement at WITS happened, right? The student movement, right?
Yeah.
It was a great movement.
Tell us more about it so people also know.
So it was basically a movement for students. They wanted free education. So they wanted all their fees paid up in full because tertiary fees were super expensive. So there was a whole movement that was started. If I wouldn't say like a great majority of WITS joined in that movement and unfortunately became violent. And it was a great cause, right? It was a great cause. Unfortunately, our government is the way it is. It did not, you know, it was fruitless at the end. Great movement. And I looked at that and I'm just like, okay, this is a great example of what we should stand for as a generation, right? Because you think of the youth back in...
Are you talking about the mental state or that kind of like stamping my foot ground to make a difference? Is that it?
It's the mental capacity where they all put their minds together.
Yeah.
They have one cause, one action, and we all stand together. That was great because they were in unison.
Mm.
Essentially, because it's Pride Month, I want to get like the queer voices on campus to let me know of their experiences and all of that. And yesterday, it was great content, really. I came to school, I was chilling with people, and then I was told that, you know, these two girls that we, acquaintances of ours, had broken up. And I'm like, okay, why did they, as friends, they broke up as friends. Why did they break up? Oh no, the one didn't respect the other one's pronouns, so she decided to break up with her as a friend.
Right.
So I was just like, okay, let me go get the friend that broke up the friendship because of that and just hear her side of the story. So I went to her and I'm like, okay, girl, so this is what I'm hearing, right? You broke up with your friend because she couldn't respect your pronouns. Would you mind if I make this into a pre-recorded piece and then play it on my radio station since it's Pride Month and, you know, we need to have queer voices.
Right.
So I look at the situation because she expressed a lot of frustration. Where she's just like, listen, like, it's not to say that she got my pronouns wrong one time and I was like, oh, to the gallows with you. Yeah, exactly. She was like, it's starting to seem like it's intentional because she would tell this person over and over what the pronouns were. And at first, that's what the situation looked like. And so she went deeper into it and she said, that was the last straw because there were other influences as well. Like she was trying to get me to be more feminine. She was trying to get me with boys.
Yeah.
You know, she would tell me that she's struggling with my pronouns because her religion does not allow for it.
Oh, my word.
And so when I think of this conversation,
I had the same reaction when I heard that.
Yeah. Exactly. Because, okay, so obviously as queer people, we have this unspoken thing of having to educate everyone who doesn't understand us. What do you feel about this? Because some people feel like it's not their job to do so. Others feel like they'll do it to a certain extent. What is your take? And she said, I'm willing to teach people. It's just that I'm not willing to put myself through their willful ignorance.
Right.
You know, I've explained myself
it's
to you.
It's not your job.
Exactly. I don't get a teacher's salary. Yeah. I'm not part of a teacher's union.
Yeah.
So it kind of just brought me back to this thing where it's just like, it goes back to the greater problem in society as a whole, where it's just like, I say, you say. Yeah. And you're not hearing me. You're not listening, rather. You're hearing me, but you're not listening.
Yeah.
But I'm so I'm tired of that. I'm so tired of that. That's getting worse. It's not about the good old days when people used to have a conversation on digital social mediums. You understand? That went away, you know, like the dodo, and you know, the Jurassic era. I get that, but it is frustrating that because it's kind of drowning. You see it like I'm claustrophobic around it, and it comes more and more, and I get angrier and. Yeah. Angrier because you're like, ah, oh. That's why when people always say it's like, oh my word, like what am I on social media for? Because if you are on social media, the idea is to be social, you understand, right?
Yeah,
and even if putting your own too much of your own two cents, that is not like we have to go through one filter, what second filter, third filter, make sure it is polished up. And I'm not talking about the photos, I'm talking about the statements you make, you know, so that it is. It's diva-lish, you know?
It's diva-worthy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying to you, know?
Yeah.
Without losing any of my identity or my self-credibility and stuff.
Yeah. And to comment on that, it's also that element of you want to polish up your comment because, you know, if you say the wrong thing, they're going to come after you.
Yeah.
And you're probably not ready for all of that because you see that happening on social media and you just think to yourself, yo, these people are going through the most and you wouldn't want to be in that position, you know?
Yes.
But also, like, you shared a story, right? I encountered, like, we were having Gen Zs, right? We were having a conversation here at school and there's this one, like, God bless his soul. He's a really great person, right? I'm not gonna, obviously, he's a really great person.
There's always a but. that's a big but.
Just softening the landing.
And it's something that we've addressed with him before. We're just like, listen, you ask the questions that need to be asked, right? You ask the questions that other people are too afraid to ask. That's great. That's a great quality about you. But you need to watch your tongue sometimes, you know? Because he can have like absolutely no filter.
Yeah.
Oh,
that free will, which we've had for many, 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 many decades in different countries and whatever it may be.
Yeah.
That free will is one thing, but now this entire free space, because we are, again, we're saying promote it. Go say, the more you say that has, again, less and less, and even a stitched up filter or what is what used to be a spiritual grave for a filter. You understand?
Yeah.
Is now supposed to be, but a place to be and reside.
Mm.
That's okay if you aren't, for me, if you are an entertainer.
Yeah.
So you're coming on, you want to entertain, but if you want to go back to an office or a real life and continue to run that mouth because now you're trying to hold, live up to that persona.
Yeah.
That's, you see that again.
And it actually goes back to what you said. It was giving, sure, I might be speaking my mind, but I genuinely don't care. Like, this is my truth.
Exactly.
And I'm going to say it. And that's the entitlement that we spoke about, you know, in the previous recording where we were just like, it's that, yes, I want to get my voice out there, but I need you to hear it and hear it only.
Yes. Well,
that's the thing.
But okay. And that's, again, we say, but is that so bad? Yes, it's been proven. Why is it so bad?
Yes.
And I'm not saying the world must shut up. It must be like, can we consider that there's another person?
Yes.
I'm swearing a lot in this one, but it's fine.
That day, we're all having this day, so it's cool.
We promised them.
Like, it's in the name.
So today, I will give a you know?
Yeah, anyway.
Where's your consideration for?
Yeah.
Because that's why we attack the, I don't know which conversation it was with the Ku Klux Klan, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure they have like a little Facebook group or a.
WhatsApp.
It's a verified account on Instagram.
Yes. Yes.
I'm sure. Good for them. I'm saying, really, really, because it's a free world, and you suck as a human being for real.
I feel like, okay, this might just be the African in me, but then I feel like we need to remember the spirit of Ubuntu, guys, because now what needs to be done is we need to be very considerate of how the words we say make another person feel. I remember having to sit down a friend of mine and explain the difference between an opinion and discrimination.
Yeah.
And it blew
and an attack.
And an attack, exactly. Yeah. Because now, you know, she said a lot of very problematic statements that will not be repeated. And then I said, and I was just like, do you know you can't say that on air because she's hoping to be in radio? And she's like, yeah, no, I'll just say it amongst my people. And I'm like, well, let's start there. You can't say that in front of people because
like what?
You're discriminating against them. So essentially, it was the pronouns chat because then we were all discussing it together. Right. That's where I heard about it, actually.
Okay.
And then she was just like, oh, it's just confusing. And, you know, it's unnecessary. Yo, bane drama.
Tolerance.
Essentially, being like, you know, they have drama. It's just excessive and whatever. And I was like, you can't say that because you're discriminating against a certain group of people. Mm. No, but it's my opinion. No, baby, that's not your opinion. You're attacking a group of people. It's hate speech. Because now, that's what I hate. I like when people will bring up, oh no, it's freedom of speech. I'm just expressing myself.
Yeah.
But then why does expressing yourself need to come to the, need to come at the expense of another person
that's
or a group of people?
Good.
You don't get to sit and think and be like, okay, I want to say this.
Yeah.
Why does your expression have to be validated by the exactly
the
by
drop
the sadness
down
the
and
drop
kick,
down
man.
Like the pain, the discrimination of another person. I don't think that makes it valid. That makes it invalid.
Goes back to what Chris said, the inconsideration.
Exactly.
Because the statement that she made was just like, because you could have said, yo, I don't understand, you know, I just don't get that, I don't understand. But to add you being dramatic is just like you being inconsiderate.
But here's my thing. So you don't understand. Is it because you have a vested interest that you want to, or because you just want to mutter, like carry?
Yes.
Do you want to just say something because you feel the need to? That's what you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Why would you want to seek the understanding should you have no reason to use it?
Mm.
So just keep, that's why you should keep quiet.
Mm, yeah.
Exactly. Because no, if you don't care that much, then why on earth are you opening your mouth to make a statement thinking that others should care about you and what you're saying? You know, my thing is the investment. Mm.
For me, look, listen, firstly, I was told I've got no tact. Because I just speak my mind. But that's the thing. I get there's a difference between being honest and being rude. You know what I'm saying? And there's literally a fine line. But my thing is, what happens, like, it's like I was saying earlier, where I am seen like the bully because I am open and honest. Like, I validate your feelings. Yes, your feelings matter. You know what I'm saying? But then when I get upset and angry, it's not to hurt you, it's to tell you this is how I'm feeling. And if you can't speak, you know what I'm saying, then what's the point? Like, I get the chat where it's like, if you don't understand it, go research it. Do some work on it. I get the feeling of like religion and pride and different people's values and stuff. Understand it. But then what happens when it's one of those where it's like, but I'm telling you how I'm feeling and you Everything that comes out of my because I get loud.
But again, that's investment. Like, because either there's an attack on you, or a misunderstanding on you, or an assumption on you, or vice versa.
Yeah.
And so you're coming in not from, you say no tact, but you're coming in. It's not about the tact. It's about, again, it's about the tactful intention.
Yeah.
You know?
I always get told, like, read the room. And I'm like, I am reading
the room. That's, you know, that's also coming from someone, I suppose, that might, in certain circumstances, feel like they don't want that conversation to happen. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So it's another version, I suppose, of silencing you.
I always find it very strange, and I always tell bigots this, or whenever I get asked a question relating to my identity, whether it be as a queer or a black man, is I always tell people, or I always ask them, Google it. Why don't you Google it?
Yeah.
Because we're at a point in time where information is literally at our fingertips. Data might be a problem in South Africa, but come on, everywhere has Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Because it's a thing of we've come so far. We've gone through various movements, whether racial, sexual orientational, or, you know, gender specific, where we were talking and we were told about the histories of these movements, and this is the result of them. This is why certain things can't be said. Yeah. These are the consequences of certain things. But it feels like there's no change specifically, because now, especially with social media, people feel like, oh, it's just social media. No one's going to know it's me. You know, not a lot of people are willing to go out as themselves on social media because they know what they're saying is wrong.
Yeah. Mm.
They know that they're going to be criticized for it, and they know that with no face attached to the profile, I don't need to explain myself. I don't need to think twice about my comments.
No, especially when they take like they put like a picture. Even look, I mean, we say, we're again generalizing, but let's say it's a picture of a lake. And now you're this big ass. You understand?
Yes.
And all I can see is this picture of a lake. Who am I shouting? Who do I hate? I can't hate this lake.
Like every fish in that lake, like
if anything, the lake is very pretty.
I mean,
that's why I don't like attitude. I don't mean not. My emotions should not be played with. Come on now, come on.
Yeah.
Good. Feeling nice. Hate. Fine. Anyway, no. But and that's okay. But this is my thing. I want to use that example as a bigger narrative. It's about identity.
Yeah,
and then it's lodged under, like, again, ignorance about. I mean, you're living in a world, man. Again, even I'm guessing the Ku Klux Klan must go to work and be like, huh?
Definitely.
You know?
Yeah.
I still have to. I'm not going to open my mouth here. I mean, you know.
I want to bring up another point. I just find it very interesting how, as humans, identity is the most important thing to us, but it's only given significance if a large group of people share it.
Right.
However, if individual people reclaim it and do make it their own, that's when it becomes a problem.
What a joke, huh?
Yep.
Exactly, because now I think of so many things, like, you know, like clan names or how you address certain people of who are part of certain tribes and all of that. That is of importance with gangs, even it's just like, you know what, you do not mispronounce or, you know, misgang
this
person. Like, you're going to, you're,
I like my knees
exactly. I really do like my knees and my teeth, you know. So it's just like
family,
it's very,
you still say family.
I just find it very interesting how people want to talk about identity and all of that, and especially when conservative people talk about it, they'll be like, no, man, why can't you just be a normal person? Do you think normal people are... Like, firstly, you're calling yourself a conservative.
Why can't you be normal?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, what is normal? Because you are not.
Yeah, clearly you have the memo. Let us know.
Let us know. I genuinely find it so interesting because it's those same people who feel like they are nothing without the shared identity that they've inherited.
Yeah.
Who still want to go back and be like, you are not valid because you can't choose who you choose to be. Like, you need to be like the rest of us.
Yeah.
That statement alone, it's hurtful. You're not allowed to be who you want to be. You know, and I know that everyone's kind of like, oh, that's not this. You haven't had a mind fart, Chris. But I mean, if we just think about it again, but like, why on earth? Because that really goes back to the person that talks down to you, talks over you, like says you're not allowed that particular opinion.
Yeah.
I don't care what you say.
Yeah.
You understand? It all has to do with you're not allowed. That's what frustrates me. That's when we all go down A.
Getting their gun blazing.
Yes.
Someone take my earrings.
Someone take that earring. I'm about to use
and
my mouth for something
other than the
fellatio.
Baba, hold my piercings.
but honestly,
get the Vaseline and razors.
Yeah, but honestly, though, I think society has bullied society so much that the rest of us are like as a, you call them punks, you know, from back in the day with the yes. black makeup, yeah. and the, you know, where we
got,
was, yeah. yeah, we were just rebellious and stuff. And I think I'm at that point now where I've been bullied all my life yeah. from people because I've been different all my life. I've always been me. I've seen things differently. I've done things my way. I always push that boundaries. Why should I do it your way? No, I have a different way, you know? And I think that's where that rebellion comes within.
When you say rebellion, mm. because that's the thing, it's about this good and then this bad, all this bad, I'm not saying juju, it's just like it's poison yeah. that is put and flushed over what should be a good thing. Because we have rebellion.
Yeah.
Mm. Like that's great.
Yeah.
And then now there's all these other rebellious
things going on.
That takes away again the kind of, the value of that particular statement, you understand?
In my terms, where I said, for example, back in, we are taught that, okay, the Bible says that honor your mother and your father and your day shall be lengthened. And we are taught that all the days of our lives, you know, honor your mom and your dad, your day shall be lengthened. But they forget to read that last verse that says, but fathers do not tempt your children. You yeah. know, and this is what parents do all the time, or this is what society does all the time. Mm. So when I speak about rebellion, I'm talking about that where it's, in order for me to respect you, you need to respect me. You know what I'm saying? It's yeah. earned. It's a two-way street. And that's where we're at now, where society, the world, our family is like, because you're a certain age, because you're part of a certain group or whatever, you are not allowed to this. And that's where we like push back and it's like, no, actually not.